WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Despite a gusty wind and the suddenly cold temperatures, Kirk Cousins went deep late and often last night, leading the Redskins to a 42-24 win over the Packers. Coach Jay Gruden was very impressed with Cousins' performance.
Especially in the fourth quarter. I don't know how he did it. You know, the one to Pierre was the 70-yard touchdown. I don't think I could throw the ball 10 yards into that thing. But he spun it. He's always been able to knife the ball through the wind, really. He's been a good quarterback in the rain and the wind. He just has really good release and good feel for it.
Now the Skins have to get ready for a Thanksgiving Day showdown with the Red Hot Cowboys in Dallas. Powerful wind gusts over the weekend caused trouble all across the Washington area. The winds brought down tree limbs and power lines, fanned fires, and may have even capsized a boat on the Potomac. Forecasters say the winds should start dying down during this morning. It's been a terrible 24 hours or so to be a cop. In four cities, four shootings of on-duty officers.
It's everyone's worst nightmare. Never want to see anything like this happen.
San Antonio's police chief speaking after what authorities describe as the targeted deadly shooting of an officer Sunday. Police say Detective Benjamin Marconi was killed in his patrol car outside police headquarters. In St. Louis, another attack. The officer expected to survive after being shot twice in the head while in his marked car. The suspect later killed after again shooting at officers. Also in Missouri, an officer shot and wounded in Gladstone near Kansas City. And in Florida, yet another shooting. The officer hospitalized. The suspect in custody. I'm Reed Binion.
Election districts across Virginia today will present final vote tallies to the Virginia State Board of Elections, which will then move to officially certify the numbers.
Leading up to today, officials in Virginia's election districts were busy canvassing the results from Election Day. They double-checked to make sure votes were counted accurately and reviewed provisional ballots, which are given to voters whose status is in question.
And during the canvass process, the electoral board will take a look at the circumstances surrounding that particular individual and determine whether it was appropriate to count that ballot or not.
Martin Marsh with the Virginia Board of Elections says there weren't enough provisional ballots cast in this month's election to change the results. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Republican lawmaker in the Virginia General Assembly is introducing a bill that would add new reporting requirements for non-governmental voter registration efforts. The idea behind Spotsylvania Delegate Mark Cole's bill is to prevent potential voter registration fraud. Several Montgomery County politicians joined with faith leaders in leading a rally in downtown Silver Spring yesterday, encouraging people to, quote, stand up for the Montgomery way. Hundreds came to the rally, which was aimed at calming the community after a series of hate-based vandalism and crimes. We're just a few days away from one of the biggest feasts of the year, and one local food bank is looking for your help in making it a happy Thanksgiving for the less fortunate.
Mana Food Center says it needs about 2,000 turkeys to give to families in need. The food bank is working with the Montgomery County Holiday Giving Project, and Mana spokeswoman Stephanie Hubbard says they work to provide the rest of the fixings.
What we do, provide some holiday-specific fresh produce, but we're also providing the supplemental food that will assist a family for the entire month.
If you'd like to donate a turkey, they can be dropped off at Mana Food Center, which is on the 9300 block of Gaither Road in Gaithersburg. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Anti-terrorism police in France have arrested seven people and have thwarted what the Interior Minister calls a new potential attack. The arrests come just days before the opening of the famed Christmas market in Strasbourg, which attracts tourists from across Europe. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,868, the Nasdaq at 5,322. Sports, a decisive win for the Redskins over the Packers. The Cowboys beat the Ravens, the Giants win, the Eagles lose. NHL, the Caps fall to Columbus. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really unique.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hey, the holidays are here, and now is the perfect time to get your rugs and carpets clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Hi, I'm
I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks like we have a change for the better in the Georgetown area. It's going to take a while for the big delays to clear out, but they've just released Outbound Canal Road in front of Georgetown University. They had that closed because of the crash. So again, Outbound Canal Road after the Whitehurst Freeway. You come up to the entrance for Georgetown University. It looks like you can get by now and head up toward Foxhall Road. Inbound Canal Road, however, we still lose the left lane with cleanup from the crash, and it is just jam solid for everyone in that area, so avoid if you can, still in your best interest. Now, let's get you out of Georgia Avenue, coming out of Wheaton, southbound Georgia Avenue at Dennis Avenue for the crash. Very slow through White Oak on 29, but it's just been about the volume heading down toward Four Corners in the morning rush hour here. South on I-95 slows each direction onto the Beltway, but it looks like onto the inner loop past Route 1. That's where we have an incident just reported. And on 50 in the VW Parkway, slows to get down to 295 Kenilworth Avenue to the Wilson Bridge. You're back up still before St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy out there, especially early. The wind advisory will expire through the morning. We'll see a sun and cloud mix get up to around 45. Pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. Clear tonight, low 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. We get up to around 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Vienna, 32 in Damascus, 36 degrees in Washington. Mike Pence says he wasn't offended by the Hamilton cast. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst, on the big victory yesterday. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Scott Rasmussen, president of the Rasmussen Media Group, a senior fellow at King's College and founder of Rasmussen Reports. It's good to have you with us, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great today. You know, the Giants won, so I think that's a good day.
Yeah, we'll see.
He had to put that in there, didn't he? Scott, I wanted to have you on because I read this article that you wrote, which I found very interesting in townhall.com. And I'm just going to read a paragraph from it, and then I want you to explain more why you feel this way. The president-elect was far from the perfect messenger. But among the 17 Republicans and 3 Democrats who sought their party's presidential nomination, he was the only one who recognized the moment. Talk about what the moment was and what he saw that others did not.
Well, we're talking about a situation where everybody in America, all of the pundits, not everybody in America, everybody in Washington, D.C., was looking at the election expecting a big victory for the first woman president of in our history. And they were looking to Washington to see what was going on. Out in the country, things were heading in an entirely different direction. Since Barack Obama took office, 85 out of the 99 state legislative bodies became more Republican. I mean, that's an astounding figure. There are 99 legislative bodies in America. Nebraska has only one. Every other state has a pair. And Democrats gained ground in only 6. This was a shift beneath the surface. And nobody in Washington thinks state legislatures are all that significant, so they were paying attention to their friends in D.C. to see what was going on. Donald Trump also recognized that there were a whole swath of people who were unhappy with Obamacare, with the shifting of power from state and local governments to the federal government. And he tapped into that. Now, he was he's a figure of the popular culture, not of the political culture. And that enabled him to grasp something and see that Republicans actually could win the votes of white working class voters.
Well, and how does this stretch forward into what could possibly be electoral success in the future? Because I think that many people look at what just happened as a phenomenon of Trump himself and his persona and his personality and all of the quirkiness that goes along with that, but not as replicatable political messaging that other candidates could take advantage of?
Well, first of all, that's entirely accurate. I mean, what Donald Trump did was amazing. Whether you love him or you hate him, he was a unique candidate. He did. He broke every political rule and that you're supposed to play by. He demonstrated his hatred of political correctness by being politically incorrect on almost every appearance he ever made. So you're not going to replicate that. I think the mistake is that in Washington, the perception was the Republicans were in a very weak and divided position. There was a perception that, you know, they might never elect a president again until they became more like Democrats. Mm. There was a perception that the tide of history was moving against them. And yet when you look to the states, you saw something else was happening at a grassroots level. So what does this mean? Well, we have no idea what President Trump is going to do, how he's going to perform, how the economy will proceed in the next 4 years or 8 years. But what we do know is there was a lot more resistance to the progressive agenda than has generally been recognized in Washington. And I think Republicans need to tap into that a little bit and look at what's happening in the state level and try and understand why those successes are taking place.
Well,
and I should point out, when you talk about that, you know, there are a lot of people. Ron Johnson, a senator from Wisconsin, did not run away from his conservative agenda to win re-election. He stood by his issues and pulled off one of the biggest upsets on election night.
Well, you have to look at this and say, when you look at the trend across America and point out how many state legislators have turned, how the Republican trend has grown. I mean, Sean Trendy says that Republicans are in the strongest position they've been since the 1920s. You have to also come to the conclusion that this was a repudiation of Obama's policies. But why is it that there was such a repudiation of the man's policies, but he still maintained relative popular support across the country?
Well, he's a charismatic figure. It may also be a fact that most Americans had an unfavorable view of both presidential candidates in this election cycle, and President Obama looked good on a personal basis compared to both of them. And I also think you have to maybe put it in a slightly different perspective. Back when Bill Clinton was elected a generation ago, Republicans controlled the governorship and both state legislatures, something that Ballotpedia calls a trifecta, in only four states. But now, at the end of the Obama era, they control these trifectas in 25 states. This is an enormous shift in power. And what you're seeing, perhaps, is that, yes, personalities like Barack Obama's and Donald Trump's can win presidential elections, but that doesn't mean support for their policies.
So meanwhile, as you talk about these, what is it, 99 state legislative bodies in America, that's remarkable, actually. When you think about how the Republican tide seems to be growing in those areas, how does that affect redistricting and how the House of Representatives could look for decades to come?
Sure. As long as the Republicans are able to retain or expand that state control, it has a huge impact. When you have the governor and both state legislatures in charge of that redistricting process, it gives the Republicans a chance to maintain control. Right. But I think it's a little bit of a mistake to focus just on the technical aspects of it. It's the governing aspects of it that will make a difference. Can these Republican states and can the Republican trifecta at the federal level, the fact they have the presidency and both houses of Congress, can they govern in a way that will generate lasting support? And I think there's something else, though, that it's really important in this. Ed Catmull is the founder of Pixar, and he has written a book called Creativity, Inc., in which he says only 40% of what we see comes in through our eyes. The rest we fill in with what we expect to see. Official Washington expected Hillary Clinton to win. They missed everything that was going on around the country. People in power today from both parties need to take their blinders off a little bit and try and understand why this was such an incredible repudiation of President Obama's policies.
Well, it's interesting stuff, and no man better to look at these trends and draw some interesting conclusion from them than Scott Rasmussen. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us. Greatly appreciate
it. Great to be with you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria Duke Street cruiser responding to the crash on Duke Street, heading north of 395 near Beauregard Street as you pass Landmark Plaza. So if you're watching that stretch, I am seeing heavy volume forming on 395. Delays just after Edsel Road, off and on into Shirlington, and again from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Pretty normal there. We're trying to get back to normal outbound Canal Road, but this is going to take a while. Finally, we have outbound open. So outbound Canal Road after the Whitehurst Freeway, you come up to Georgetown University. Your travel lane's open. That had been shut down for a while for the crash. Big delays coming off the GW Parkway on the inbound Key Bridge, Whitehurst Freeway, and inbound Canal Road as you come toward the university. Still had the left lane blocked a few moments ago with accident cleanup. Inbound River Road before the Beltway near Seven Locks for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the chilly WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a really cold day today. Eventually, we'll reach 45, but the winds are going to be so gusty, it's going to be very cold out there. Tonight, clear skies, 32. Tomorrow, 50. Wednesday, 51. Thanksgiving Day, 56, but a few showers are possible. And on Friday, partly cloudy with highs to the mid-50s to the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees. It is now 8:16 on WMAL.
There was some news in the entertainment industry over the weekend that didn't involve a musical about Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
What was there?
Kanye West.
No.
Had quite a bit to say to some of his fans over the weekend at a concert. Listen to this.
Really?
I said something that was kind of politically correct. I told y'all I didn't vote, right? But I didn't tell you. I guess I told you. But if I would have voted, I would have voted on Trump.
Oh, my.
He didn't vote, but if he had voted, he would have voted on Trump. Anyway, he said much more in terms of, well, I'll just let Kanye speak for himself.
Lied to you.
Wait, hold on. You can't hear him at the beginning. He says, Google lied to you. Listen, Google lied.
Lied to you. Facebook lied to you. Come on, watch your pockets. Obama couldn't make America great because he couldn't be him to be who he was. Sometimes we be playing the politics too much and forgetting who we are.
Kanye talking to his audience there.
Wow.
By the way, he only sang three songs at this concert at the Forum in Inglewood, California, and then he walked off the stage after this big rant, and they ended up giving the money back, and then he canceled the next concert. Now, he started to criticize Obama there, right? And mm-hmm. You know, when you start criticizing Obama and you're in the music business, mm-hmm. you're going to hear it
yeah.
from Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, of course you are.
They are sort of the mafia of the industry. And
well,
so,
of course, when it comes to politics, yeah. they protect the Obamas.
He got in front of that. And by the way, you know, Beyonce, I mean, Kanye's tried to stand up for Beyonce, right? Never forget, with Taylor Swift there. I'm going to let you finish, Taylor. But, you know, Beyonce's video was the greatest video ever made. Remember that whole yeah. thing that thrust him into our spotlight? So he addressed Beyonce directly.
Beyonce, I was hurt.
Hey, Kanye.
Because I heard that you said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year over me and over how I play. In my opinion,
saying Beyonce plays in politics too much and you forget who we are. And then actually said to Jay-Z, Jay-Z, I know you got killers around here. Please don't send them after me.
Oh, my.
So there you go. There's yeah. your Kanye West Trump moment there.
Mm.
Refunds will be available there, by the way, through Ticketmaster. Meanwhile, last night was the American Music Awards. And apparently the opening there, model Gigi Hadid, no relation, did this impression. Well, I'll let you listen here.
Melania Trump impression. Okay, I got the face right.
Okay.
I love my husband, President Barack Obama.
but he's also Donald Trump's favorite artist. I heard him say it.
He was like, listen, I love Bruno Mars. I don't know what color he is, so I can't deport him.
That's Jay Farrow, by the way, comedian Jay Farrow, acting as host.
I mean, everyone, look, he looks like Mowgli from the Jungle Book. He does. All right, listen, everyone, I love Uptown Funk. It was all totally about me. It was originally called Uptown Trump. Listen, I'm going to funk this country up bigly.
There you go. You think that was funny?
I like that.
Green Day performed, and they threw a little Trump reference into their lyrics. Are you picking that up?
No over Trump, the, no KKK.
No fascist USA. Yeah, over the driving guitar.
Thank you so much.
Guitar. No yeah. Trump, no KKK, no
I'm,
fascist
I'm so
USA.
Sorry I missed the American Musical Awards.
Meanwhile, Stevie Van Zandt, I kid about not having anything to do about Hamilton. This has a lot to do about Hamilton. Stevie Van Zandt took to Twitter and really called them out, by the way. First, he said of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was the creator and actor, right. Of course, that Lin-Manuel was a genius. He's created the greatest play since West Side Story. He's a role model. But this sets a terrible precedent. And he said, when artists perform, the venue becomes your home. Yep. The audience are your guests.
Right.
It's nothing short of the same bullying tactics we rightly have criticized Trump for in the past. It's taking unfair advantage of someone who thought they were a protected guest in your home.
Absolutely on the money.
That's a great point from him.
Yep.
So, and then said, there has never been a more politically active person than me or outspoken. He was their guest. You protect your guests. You don't embarrass them. That's Stevie Van Zandt speaking out and criticizing the cast of Hamilton.
And he's catching a lot of crap for it.
Of course he is, because you're not allowed to diverge from the monolithic opinion that everyone in the entertainment industry must have.
That's right.
That's why 7 years ago I quit that business, and here I am now. And guess what? Here's the great thing. No one who disagreed with those actors at Hamilton could stand up and say, excuse me, I have a different opinion. Couldn't do that.
No.
The business I'm in now, you don't like what I say? You come right on, you call, and I talk to you about it.
Right.
Imagine. But we're the closed-minded ones.
Yes.
They're the open-minded, diverse ones. Get me started.
I didn't say. I'm just sitting here. It's 8:22.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Well, that is a great choice. The rental market is red hot. And by the way, it's just getting hotter with all the turnover going to happen here over the next couple of months. New administration coming in and everything. This gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home. This is a great idea, and it's easy if you've got Renters Warehouse on your side. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. For just $80 a month, they're going to price your property, find you great tenants, and they do that pretty quickly, too. And then they're going to collect your rent and take all the maintenance calls. What do? You sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Yeah, you get steady cash flow. You get long-term equity. You get tax breaks. It's called rent estate. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renters Warehouse. Get started. You'll get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or give them a call, 202-625-4370. I did that really fast. Hang on. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Oh, Mondays. Am I right? Eating local oysters shucked by an internationally celebrated chef? By the light of the pyrotechnics from a state-of-the-art concert stage with an unobstructed view of your all-time favorite band? And you're gonna have to get up and sing for everything you're worth because it's biologically impossible not to? Man, Mondays.
At MGM National Harbor, even Mondays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Tis the season for the Holiday Deal Showdown. In corner one, Amazon Prime. In corner two, Costco. Corner three, Sam's Club. From online to warehouse, which one will win you the most savings this Black Friday? Seven on Your Side, Scott Taylor reveals the savings king. Plus, we're giving away $100 every 7 minutes in our 6 o'clock Happy Holiday Hour. Watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow morning starting at 4:25, where Good Morning starts.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
It's 8:25 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, our commuters continue to get a break on 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown, and into Clarksburg, and that's because a lot of commuters cannot get there. It's really been a struggle still with the crash west of Frederick, west of 270 near 40, overturned tractor trailer, and only the right lane getting by in each direction on I-70, again, west of Frederick. Now, for 270, the heaviest stretch I do see is in the Rockville area. Interloop into Bethesda, slowing, topside, normal backups. Also on the interloop as you head through Greenbelt, had the crash reported past the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That was also slowing the outer loop stretch as well. DC 295, southbound past Eastern Avenue for the new incident. That's going to be actually well past near East Capitol Street. And heading into town over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, you're jammed to get into town to extend onto the expressway onto the Whitehurst Freeway. That's all because of the closure outbound Canal Road near the university, which has now been cleared on the outbound side. Update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can upset the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory will expire through the morning. We could pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. Sun and cloud mix. We get up to 45. Tonight clear, low 32. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 50. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 35 degrees on WMAL. Well, we've all been looking forward to the arrival of Melania Trump to the nation's capital, along with her young son, Trump's young son, Barron. But that's not going to happen for a while. It was learned over the weekend that Melania and Barron are going to stay at Trump Tower for a while. President-elect Trump, I keep hesitating. I can't get used to saying that. Yeah. President-elect Trump has confirmed his son would move to the White House after the school year ends in New York, and then he'll have a chance to reestablish here in D.C.
Yeah, I don't know why there's so much commentary about it and why people are so upset about it. It's the middle of a school year.
Yeah. I'm not upset. I understand it.
There's a lot of it. I see Barron up there. I have a 10-year-old. I see my kid up there, and Barron seems like a shy kid who's been thrust into an unbelievable situation, and I hope that everything's okay with him. And I don't know. When I look into his eyes, I see someone who was really overwhelmed by his surroundings.
One can only imagine. Yeah. It's 8:27.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com for Black Friday deals November 21st through 26th. Enter the code FRIDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
So Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your bomb a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag. flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
How about them Redskins? Big victory over the Packers last night. Trevor Maddox will be along in just a few moments to analyze what happened. And it's all good. It's now 8:30. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President-elect Donald Trump could announce some more cabinet picks as early as today.
Another full day of meetings scheduled today. One of those scheduled to show up here at Trump Tower a little later. Former Texas governor and former Dancing with the Stars contestant Rick Perry over the weekend. More back-to-back meetings as Trump tries to put together his cabinet.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. A violent 24 hours or so has seen four police officers in four cities shot while on duty.
A massive manhunt in Texas for a man suspected of killing a San Antonio officer. Hours later in St. Louis, a 46-year-old sergeant was waiting in traffic when the suspect, a man wanted in other violent crimes, pulled up to the driver's side of his patrol vehicle and opened fire. He shot the 20-year veteran twice in the face. Another officer shot in Missouri late Sunday night in a traffic stop in Gladstone. That's near Kansas City. And in Florida, a suspect already in custody after police say Officer Jared Ciccone was shot while conducting a routine traffic stop in Sanibel.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. Rescue crews are back out this morning searching for a fisherman who's still missing after a boat capsized in choppy waters on the Potomac River Saturday. The accident left two of his companions dead, a third hospitalized. It happened in high winds during a fishing tournament. The wind and the cold didn't seem to bother Kirk Cousins, who threw for 375 yards and three touchdowns as the Redskins powered past Green Bay.
We were feeling good, but at the same time, it's a short week and we're playing one of the best teams in the NFL on Thursday. So once again, I feel like I say it every week, but welcome to the NFL. I mean, they don't get any easier from here.
The Skins meet the Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,868, the NASDAQ at 5,322. Sports, the Skins crush Green Bay. The Cowboys win their ninth in a row, beating the Ravens. The Giants win, the Eagles lose. Hockey, the Caps lose. College basketball, Maryland and Virginia win, Navy loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Ah, yes, it's that time of year again. Football's in full swing. The seasonal coffee drinks are brewing, and the annual maintenance fee for your timeshare is about to be mailed out. Don't you just love the fall? Chris Plant here. If you want that timeshare you're not using anymore to vacate your life, do what thousands of people are doing every month. Call Timeshare Exit Team, the industry leader when it comes to getting you out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and forever. The fact of the matter is, most timeshare contracts are in perpetuity. That means they don't expire. They pass from you to your kids to their kids. Friends, leave your kids memories. Maybe a family heirloom. Don't leave them a timeshare with increasing maintenance fees. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. Call today and schedule your free in-person consultation to review your contract and your options. Then, if you want out, know that Timeshare Exit Team stands behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Research them at TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We
are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still quite the mess near Georgetown University. The crash. Now travel lanes open on the outbound side of Canal Road right near Georgetown University. Inbound, last check, they still had the left lane blocked. So trying to recover the outbound as a result. Had big delays coming off the Whitehurst Freeway. So it put the pressure on 66, believe it or not, coming eastbound over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto the East Street Expressway onto the Whitehurst Freeway. Also slow through Roslyn, the Spout Run Parkway, George Washington Parkway, inbound Canal Road. First, you're dealing with a stalled car after Arizona Avenue. Then you hit the delays to get into Georgetown. Good place to avoid. Alexandria, pace getting a little bit better. Still some accident activity. Cleanup on Duke Street northbound north of 395 near Beauregard over near Landmark Plaza. And making our travels around the Beltway Interloop in College Park. Now it looks like it's just slow to get past Route 1, but delays still coming off of I-95. Outer loop heavy in toward Greenbelt. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sun and cloud mix for our Monday. We get up to around 45, and before the winds die down, we could pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. That wind advisory will be allowed to expire through the morning. Clear tonight, overnight low 32. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Haymarket, 34 in Greenbelt, 37 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
How about them Redskins? They pulled off a big victory last night in a primetime game against the Green Bay Packers. Final score, Redskins 42, Green Bay Packers 24. Joining us now is Redskins elite long snapper and WMAO's Redskin analyst. You also see him over on Comcast Sportsnet, where he serves as a co-host. Our friend Trevor Maddich is here. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, listen, I think this may be one of those games we look back on and say it all came together in that game against Green Bay.
Oh, boy, did it. And you know, the biggest thing that came together, we knew that Kirk Cousins could throw the ball down the field, and boy, did he. But the running game actually looked like a power. And that's the biggest addition to this game that gives you hope for the future.
What was the difference? What changed?
Well, I think the difference, well, two differences. One was Kirk Cousins connecting down the field. He had a lot of vertical passes, which kept Green Bay from coming up to stop the run. But Rob Kelly, the undrafted rookie free agent out of Tulane, had a fantastic game. And it started with the red zone. The Redskins have really struggled when they've gotten inside the 20-yard line to score touchdowns. For example, last week they beat the Vikings. But they only scored two touchdowns. They had four field goals. Against Green Bay, they had six touchdowns and one field goal. And three of those touchdowns were Rob Kelly punching the ball in down near the goal line. And it's interesting because that was a feature, a power running game in the red zone that they haven't really had up until this game. And one thing that they worried about was Matt Jones, the previous starting running back, kept fumbling the ball down there. Well, Kelly didn't only score, he also protected the ball, great ball security. And so if they keep doing that, boy, if the Redskins score touchdowns instead of field goals, they could score 40 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Trevor, you've been talking about wanting this offense to explode in this fashion all season long, especially that balance between the passing game and running game. And Mr. Kelly certainly delivered. This really should give us hope, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it really should, Larry. It really should. And another thing that happened was I thought that Rob Kelly was strong on interior runs, where he would get hit at 2 yards, and then he'd just fight for another yard or two, so that he ended up averaging about 4 yards a carry, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But I thought that he didn't really have the speed to do much else. But late in the game, he busted off a run for about 50 yards, where a safety had to chase him for about 30 yards before he could catch him with an angle. And I'll tell you what, if he could show that kind of speed in addition to his power, then, again, it just makes you very excited. Now, it's only one game, a breakout game.
Right.
We'll see what he does against Dallas. But for this one game, that missing link of a red zone running game and a breakout running back in terms of big plays, that gets us excited.
You know, I was pleased to see Kirk Cousins' number. Look at no interceptions last night's game, 375 yards of passing offense. And this comes at a time when, hey, you know, it's not easy to pass when the winds are blowing 40 miles an hour.
No, and that was the amazing thing. I mean, in the fourth quarter, when he hit a couple of deep strikes, it was into a gusting wind. And Kirk showed that he can play through that kind of weather. Now, when you throw a football and the spiral is not perfectly tight, the wind will pick it up and make it flutter and wobble and blow it around.
Right.
But Kurt's spiral is so tight and it's spinning so fast that it just knifes right through that wind, dare I say, much like Aaron Rodgers throws the ball.
Well, and what happened to the Packers? I mean, you know, when we talked about it, when we previewed the game on Friday, you said that they've got a lot of problems here, but it was uglier than expected, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, their problems did help the Redskins. One of their problems was injuries in the secondary. They had a couple of guys injured before this game. They had two members of their secondary, a corner and a safety, injured during this game. And so that did hurt them. And their lack of a running game hurt them on offense. Aaron Rodgers, their quarterback, had a very good game passing. He threw for over 300 yards. I mean, he was terrific. But their running game couldn't get anything going, and so it was one-dimensional. And that's part of their problem. And now the Packers, with rumors that there's acrimony and arguments between the players and the coaching staff, just rumors,
wow.
But those rumors are out there nationally. They now appear to have taken over the Redskins' mantle of the Kardashians of the NFL.
Well, okay, now we got to turn our sights to a quick turnaround and a Thursday game against the dreaded Cowboys.
And the dreaded Cowboys are dreaded for real now. I mean, they have the best record in the NFL. Their rookie quarterback, Dak Prescott, may be the best quarterback in the NFL right now, certainly one of them. And their running game has been unstoppable. And so this will be a tall, tall order. Now, you mentioned the quick turnaround. Think about this. I mean, some Redskin made the scheduling people at the NFL office angry this last offseason because the Redskins play a night game, and then they travel to a Thursday game.
Yeah.
Dallas played a 1 o'clock game, and they are home for that Thursday game.
Right.
So the Redskins really have a lot to overcome. Keep this in mind that playing an NFL game is brutally physical, and it usually takes more than a full week to recover from it. There's complaints among players about having to play a Thursday game to begin with. But to have to follow it up by playing a night game, you lose another 7 hours of recovery time, and that matters.
It does matter. It's a big deal. Well, it'll be interesting to watch, see how the game goes. Trevor Maddich, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
Always a pleasure.
Of course, it's a Thursday game, so we'll check in with Trevor on Wednesday
on
for
Wednesday,
that big Thanksgiving game. Thanks, Trevor.
All right, guys.
It's 8:44.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
There are some tricky things as it relates to federal employees navigating their TSP through the tricky world of required minimum distributions. So really what every federal employee needs to consider is to have a withdrawal strategy.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Ugh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Making travels around the inner loop of the Virginia Beltway, still dealing with the crash. Inner loop right near Route 7. Also coming eastbound, inbound on the Dulles Toll Road ramp to the Beltway. Had the crash. Cleanup extending. On to 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. Still off and on the brakes. Nothing late in the way here. For 95, once you get through Aquia, pretty much cleared out until you get up to the Beltway. 395, the heaviest stretch right now. Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Each direction of the freeway slews. In Georgetown, boy, that is been a mess this morning, and delays continue. Canal Road in front of Georgetown University, outbound lanes had been stopped. They've released the outbound lanes. Now it's about releasing all that traffic that got hung up with it, including, say, George Washington Parkway, Spout Run Parkway, Whitehurst Freeway. Inbound Canal Road still quite jammed heading down to Georgetown University. They were blocking the left lane intermittently with crash cleanup in that stretch. And 270 southbound in Germantown accident just reported south of 118. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy out there, especially early. The wind advisory will expire through the morning. We'll see a sun and cloud mix get up to around 45. Could pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. Clear tonight, low 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. We get up to around 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees. It is now 8:46.
Alec Baldwin was back as Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday, and here's a little bit.
Hello, sir. I heard you went to see Hamilton. How was that? It was good. I got a free lecture.
I heard they booed you.
Absolutely.
I love you, Mike. You're the reason I'm never going to get impeached.
Sir.
And Kellyanne Conway stopped in to talk about some of the cabinet appointments.
Kellyanne, what are people saying about my cabinet appointments? Do they love them?
They're certainly very passionate about them. I just saw one very nice tweet saying that they were great for our nation and the future of our children.
Tremendous. Who sent that?
David Duke.
Kellyanne, can I say something? I just want to thank you for all you've done. I wouldn't be president without you.
I think about that every day.
All right, you get the picture. So Donald Trump took to Twitter and said, unfunny, one cares, no one likes it, and I want equal time.
Oh, yeah?
Equal time for Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, let him come on.
And meanwhile, there was a little bit of equal time in terms of making fun of liberals.
I actually thought this was pretty funny.
Yep, they're calling it the bubble skit.
Finally happened. Our nation. Canada, but you love your country. What can a person like you do?
What if there was a place where the unthinkable didn't happen and life could continue for progressive Americans just as before?
Now there is.
Welcome to the bubble.
Coming in January 2017, the bubble is a planned community of like-minded freethinkers and no one else.
Yeah. The liberals get to live in their own bubble, it went on.
So if you're an open-minded person, come here and close yourself in.
In here, it's like the election never happened.
While who knows what the hell is happening outside in their America, the bubble will be a fully functioning city-state.
With things everybody loves, like hybrid cars, youth bookstores, and small farms with the rawest milk you've ever tasted.
There you go. Of course, what they don't realize is they already have that bubble. There's two of them, actually. It's called Los Angeles, California, uh-huh. and New York City. They already live in that bubble.
In fact, they ended the skit by saying, the bubble, it's like Brooklyn, but in a bubble.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. That's their bubble. And listen, Saturday Night Live is doing what Saturday Night Live does. It'll be interesting to see how they adapt once President-elect actually takes office. Alec Baldwin appears to have a gig for four years, though.
He's got something to do for a while.
Oh, thank God for that. Yeah. You know, see, they were right there when you're worried about what Alec Baldwin is going to do with himself, and now you know he gets to play Donald Trump.
Yeah.
What do you think of this idea of equal time, though? Now, maybe it just doesn't mean Donald Trump comes on and says his mind on Saturday Night Live, but the suggesting that maybe they need to write some scathing sketches about Donald Trump's opponents.
I think if they're smart and they heard the blowback after that thing that they did where they had the funeral.
Leonard Cohen Hallelujah.
Yeah,
song.
I mean after that, if they were smart, they would understand that America really doesn't mind laughing at itself, but they want our comedians to be equal opportunity comedians. They want them to laugh at both sides. And so I'm glad to see the bubble sketch. I thought that was pretty funny. That's a start in the right direction.
Well, yes, but of course the implication or the inference, I should say, behind the bubble sketch is, you know, they really do need to retreat to their own safe to protect themselves from the havoc and nightmare that will come with the Trump
administration. I thought it was rather skewering of the elite liberal class.
Yeah.
And one bedroom apartment starting at $1.9 million.
Right. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
An hour a day keeps the doctor away. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Of course, I'm talking about physical activity. Look, a lot of us are stuck sitting at our desks all day long, and this is no good for our health. It can increase your chances of developing a range of diseases, certain cancers, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even stroke. But 1 hour of physical activity a day could offset 8 hours of sitting. That's according to a new study out of Norway. This recommendation is double the current World Health Organization guidelines, which urge a minimum of 150 physically active minutes a week. Now, just 21% of Americans meet that advised minimum. That's according to the CDC. The Norwegian researchers stress that you can spread out your 60 minutes into small bursts throughout the day, but do make every minute count. Also, it doesn't have to be rigorous. A brisk walk or a good bike ride could do the trick. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
An important message from Medicare.
I found a better deal on prescriptions.
I found a new plan with lower costs. It's Medicare Open Enrollment. Have you compared plans yet? Who knows what you might find? Check out your options at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You never know unless you go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Medicare Open Enrollment, October 15th through December 7th. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC is the number one transfer school in Maryland for community college graduates and is offering scholarships that could help save thousands on tuition. Find out how you can turn your associate's degree into a bachelor's for about $12,000. Learn more about the UMUC Completion Scholarship at umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, some of our late problems. Interloop at the Virginia Beltway where we have the crash in Tysons. Interloop near Route 7. That's why we have those delays prior to getting even 250. So do watch on that stretch near Arlington Boulevard heading and pushing north. Then the volume beyond toward the Legion Bridge. And through town, the Canal Road is still jammed solid, as is the George Washington Parkway, all trying to get into town, into Georgetown. Earlier crash had been outbound, everything blocked at Canal near Georgetown University. Outbound's been reopened, trying to recover. Inbound from time to time, they reblocked that left lane for crash cleanup. And west of Frederick, let's go Maryland with serious crash involving an overturned tractor trailer. You need to know this if you're heading out in that direction. Both ways of 70 near 40 in Braddock Heights, only the right lane getting by. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sun and cloud mix for our Monday. We get up to around 45, and before the winds die down, we could pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. That wind advisory will be allowed to expire through the morning. Clear tonight, overnight low 32. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 35 degrees. It feels like 29 degrees with the wind chill factor, 856.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Cold weather is perfect for curling up in front of a roaring fire and planning for the holidays ahead. But if you don't have someone special to share these moments with, this time of year can seem like an endless reminder that you're single. Don't worry, it's not too late. Heat things up this winter by joining It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service right here in Washington, D.C. Their friendly matchmakers have spent over 25 years providing an enjoyable alternative to online dating. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. With this knowledge, they'll hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all your matches in advance and even book your reservations at the best date spots in town. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. Add some romance to your holiday celebrations. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
The last thing I wanted to inherit from my mom was her varicose and spider veins. Then it happened. Embarrassing, bulgy, naughty-looking legs. Not to mention the pain and swelling. I just couldn't stand it anymore, so I went to Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses again.
Whether it's a family gathering or office formal, make sure your legs look and feel their best this fall. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
And the cast of Hamilton.
No, they won't.
No, they won't.
They won't.
Okay, but...
The cast of the Chris Plant show.
Who is going to be starring as Hamilton here in Washington,
D.C. Hey, look who's back over here. Yeah, I'm going to play Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah,
I got a couple of things to say about that guy, the head of the thing. You know what? What's his name there? It's St. Patrick's Day. You get all this stuff.
He's quite a guy.
Casting call, the cattle call, no white people need apply.
That's right. Diversity.
Just don't call them a racist. And Thanksgiving's coming up. We've got a